talk today is inspired by a Hindu mystic, Rama Ananda Krishna, who said, love is the only quality that brings total comprehension to the whole of existence. I'll say that again. Love is the only quality that brings total comprehension to the whole of existence. And I made that a little simpler to say, it's only love that makes sense of everything. One of the things I think that helps us make sense of something in a big way in this world of ours is to refer back for a moment to our chakra journey and to say we are indeed wonderfully made, aren't we? And yet, we are not these bodies. This is a big one. It's kind of weird, isn't it? These beautiful things are vehicles. They help us navigate this channel of consciousness. Cat Stevens had a line, you may remember, Lord, my body's been a good friend, but I won't need it when I reach the end. When I was between 2 and 3 years of age, I got away from my parents at the beach. And I remember, I can see it clear as day, my little feet running through the sand, and I was happy as a clam. I found a ladder. And at low tide, you'd plop into the sand, but at high tide, which it was in my story, you'd go into the water. There was a little boy, got at the bottom of the slide. I see his little skinny ribs and his little black suit, and he's going, come on. And I let go, and you're probably a step ahead of me. He laughed and jumped to the side, just being a dopey kid. I went under. No suffering in my memory. The Ram Dass talks about channels of a consciousness, ka-chunk. And that's what it was. I was a ball of light. It was the greatest day ever. It really was. I had no awareness at all of my little body struggling underwater. None. I felt 2 years old and 200,000 years old at the same moment. Utterly happy. Totally comfortable. And then, ka-chunk, I'm back in the ocean, but I'm seeing my little body about 12 yards away under the arm of my aunt. And I recognize her because her head is turned and she's wearing one of those, remember those little white swimming caps that go under your chin? And she had a very distinctive nose. So I know it was my Aunt Louise. And her mouth is moving kind of angrily, but it's like this volume on a television is turned down. That's where my memory stops. Now, had I died, my poor parents, it would have been a tragedy. I can't imagine the guilt I have to live with. And if there was a story written that day, it would be kind of tragically written. And I'm not about to make light of that, because the shortest word in all of scripture, someone know it? The phrase? Jesus wept. And why did he weep? He was grieving. His beloved friend had just died. So ka-chunk, that level of consciousness, yes, would have been awful. But the headline, from my perspective, should have been, I'm great. I'm okay. I'm more than okay. We are divine, immortal, magnificent, innocent spirits of love and light. That's the headline, isn't it? We're going to sing a song in just a bit that has the words come to light. There's two ways to think of that. One is, oh, the light's out there and I come to it, right? But there's also the idea of come to light, of something that emanates, something that radiates from within. And I'd suggest that's the sweet spot. Jesus said, you are the light of the world. Disciples must have been thinking of heaven out there somewhere, not in here, as a huge, gigantic place. A beautiful man said, the kingdom of heaven is inside of you. Mind-blowing stuff. The poet Rumi, 900 years ago, said, you are not a drop in the ocean. You are the entire ocean in a drop. Wow. One thing that has made more sense through love for me lately is when I was a kid, I always heard about how the angels just love us to death. They adore us. They fall all over themselves to guard us and guide us. I used to go, really? I mean, I'm not trying to be overly humble, but Jiminy Cricket, why? But doesn't it start to make more sense when the divine light, the kingdom of heaven, is inside of us? So they go, oh, what an honor. Look at God taking our first steps. Look at God falling in love. It starts to make sense, doesn't it? But it is an odd world, and I don't pretend it's easy, and we're not going to wrap things up. Love makes sense of everything, but we're still going to have those thorny questions. But maybe I'm rationalizing, but wonder always needs to be in the equation, right? You can't put love under a microscope. We're not going to, with these earthly brains, bang it down and into a real concrete, clear, final way. Requires some humility from this ka-chunk channel of consciousness. But imagine, like the book of Job, when God's having a conversation with someone, imagine this voice saying to God, maybe a little smugly, you know, I hear you know everything. You're everywhere. You're all powerful. You could. Love is patient and kind. It doesn't puff itself up. So God doesn't go, yes, I am. God kind of just nods once. You know, Muhammad Ali said, it ain't bragging if it's true. He said, I am the greatest. So God said, yeah. He says, I know something you can't do. I know something you can't be. God said, what is that? You can't be imperfect. You can't fall on your face. You can't not know everything. You can't grieve. And God says, oh yeah? Watch this. Ka-chunk. And here we are. There's this question of the ego. Isn't the ego going to kind of get on steroids with this idea of being divine here? And, you may have heard about the dog and cat that went to heaven, and they're brought into the throne room to meet God. And God says, hello there to the dog. How was your life? And the dog said, it was great. I loved my master. I did everything I was told. He says, oh, that's wonderful. And he says to the cat, how about you? The cat says, you're in my seat. That's a good joke, because even cat lovers go, yeah. That, you know. So there is this, what about, but you know, the fear of that is probably because in this law of the jungle way of living, we've always had hierarchies and alpha dogs and the king. And you know, I even see these paintings where poor Jesus is way up there all by himself. Then there's string angels. Then there's the 12 disciples. And then there's some more people, and you and I are down here somewhere. Looking up, right? God doesn't seem to like hierarchies. He's like King Arthur, built a round table. You know, we might not realize what a paradigm shift that was in the story. But you always had the head honcho at the head of the table. And on his right hand, or her right hand, if it's the queen, there was this person who was real powerful too. And on the left hand, oh, that was pretty powerful. And then as you sit down the table, you're less power. And these knights walk in. And it's round. God seems to like circles, not the dead ends of a hierarchy. So as they sat down, they said, we are all worthy of respect. We are all worthy of love. Now, one thing that will throw our ego for a loop, thank God, is that we're not saying this divine love is in me, not you. It's in everybody. And Jesus really went radical here. It was a command. Love them all. That's hard. But if you want love to make sense of everything, it's the way to go. And it will quiet down the ego. In unity, I've never heard anyone talk about killing or slaying the ego. I thought, that was a little intense. And frankly, not real loving. I mean, our poor ego, we're little in a big world, and we're trying to make sense of it. And we're trying to fit in and get good stuff and avoid bad stuff. And our ego is our little navigating device. But when we open, like that littleness connection to bigness, the paradox, we can begin to let the ego more and more calm down and retire, maybe one day, lay on a beach in Florida. You know, we can have compassion. I'll end with a little gift for you that I know. In unity, I've never heard unity say that our feelings are the problem. And we tell those grieving children, one, you have to accept what's happened, that someone has physically died, because it's crazy making if you don't. The next thing we say is feel what you feel. You know, if we don't squelch feelings, if we don't drink and drug them and numb them and avoid them and try to outrun them, they're waves. They'll just intensify a bit, and they'll always, always, always come back down and calm. So it's not about our feelings. Reverend Jim here used to say, make friends with your feelings. Basically, when I was young, I was totally out of touch. Someone would say, what do you need? And I'd go, what do I need? I don't even understand the question. But I've really come to appreciate that we are all that second chakra. We are all emotional creatures. But where the trouble is right here. We do need to exercise caution, mindfulness, self-discipline, because we've all heard this makes a terrific servant to navigate the world and a terrible master. I can tell you when I was floating in that bliss, this mind was completely quiet. So here's something you could try. You're going along, you're getting uptight, your stomach is squeezing. Here's what you do. You say, I am freeing myself. I am seeing myself freeing myself. I choose fill in the blank. I choose to be here now and enjoy my day. It's like riding a bike. You'll be wobbly. I guarantee if you practice it, it is awesome. I was driving the other day and was imagining having an accident. And I look around, there's nothing, no danger, no reason for that. I was going, where'd that come from? But rather than try to analyze it, I just said, I am freeing myself. I am seeing myself freeing myself. I choose safety, sanity, and happy endings. It's pretty much good to go after. And if you can take action to reinforce that, that's great. Let's finish with a prayer together. This is attributed to St. Teresa of Avila, 500 years old. It rings like a bell, like as modern as can be. Here we go. May today there be peace in me. May I trust I am where I'm meant to be. May I not forget the infinite possibilities that are born of faith. May I use the gifts that I have received and pass along the love that is given me. May I be content knowing I am a child of God, a child of God. And may this presence now settle in my bones and allow my soul the freedom to sing, dance, praise, and love. It is here for each and every one of us, for each and every one of us. Amen.